Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Laundry School 2018 continues apace, and today I am joined by Alan Henry. Hey, Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
I am very glad to have you here. I have to tell you, we kicked off Laundry School this year with a discussion of vintage clothing smells.
Oh, God.
And I was like, you know, I was sort of fooling around with the topics that I picked up for this year's Laundry School and like what topics I was going to match up with what guests. And I was like, well, Alan was the editor on that story, so it would work to have him do that episode with me. But Hannah Kaiser is a great shopper of vintage clothing and actually has had me – she came over to my house one day and had me show her how to hand wash vintage clothing to get smells
cool.
out and stains out and all this stuff. So like she's actually seen me do that. That whole routine with like the hand washing and the Dr. Bronner's and the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll make that the Hannah episode. And then when Alan is here, I'm going to do machines.
That sounds fun.
Because like, I know you also kind of get into like the machinery stuff and like we both love using power tools for cleaning.
We do.
And I just thought that like a discussion of gaskets would like thrill you in like all of your Alan places.
Wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's why I picked out the machines episode for you and not the vintage one. But you guys, Alan was my editor on that New York Times article that I did on the vintage clothing smell. And also like poor Alan had to study. You had to suffer through it because you had to listen to the episode. But Alan had to suffer through reading draft after draft of me describing the smell of vintage clothing as bready.
Bready. That was probably my favorite adjective.
Yeah. It was really like incredibly evocative in all the wrong ways.
And of course, I'm also like, don't take it out. Like I'm talking to other editors. I'm like, no, don't take that out. That's perfectly accurate. People will understand what we mean.
It really was. Like everyone was like, ugh.
Yes.
Like I get it. Like, yes, it's making me feel things. hopefully today will be a little bit less like, ugh, I feel things. Because we're just going to be talking about machinery. I'm sure we can get a little gross because it's me. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. As a reminder, even if you don't want to listen to Chip Chat, the support from Patreon like really, really helps to keep this show going. It helps to keep me going. And it is literally only $2 a month. You spend more in a day at Starbucks than on supporting my little show. So if you just want to like say thanks, Joels, for all the fun and hot tips and ruining of great things like the word bready, support my show on Patreon. Alrighty, so we have a lot to cover today because we're gonna mostly be talking about the like machine settings, the washer
Ooh.
Settings, the dryer settings, how to clean a machine.
Nice.
So we have like a lot to cover. I'm gonna have you read the first question from Shannon.
Sure. Let's see. Shannon writes, "Dear clean person, thank you for explaining permanent press on the dryer cycle. Could you also explain what permanent press means on the washer cycle? Also, what is your stance on putting in the detergent first at the bottom versus last on top of the clothes?" Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this. I use liquid detergent if that makes a difference. Thank you.
Okay. I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Oh, please do.
To the second part. I'm gonna
give
you guys like a full rundown on like literally how to load the machines. But the Jolie Kerr frustrating answer is there's no one answer.
Ah!
Yeah, but there's one answer for each different kind of washing machine that you might have. The problem is that there are different kind of washing machines in the
world.
That's
true, yeah.
And they have to be loaded differently. So we're going to get into that. Before we get into that part, let us talk about our washer settings. So actually, and I can tell you, like, this is another kind of funny New York Times thing. I don't even know if you know this. I wrote a laundry guide that came out last year. It was last year, right?
Yeah, it was last year.
Time has lost all meaning for me.
Yeah. The months are days and the days are weeks.
So I wrote this huge laundry guide, and there was a section in the guide that explained what different washer and dryer settings were, what they meant, when to use them, you know, all these different kinds of things. And so one, I mentioned that just to say that, like, there is what we're going to talk about on the show today. There is, like, a written version of it in the New York Times. So you can go and find that online if you want, like, a refresher course. It's literally called How to Do Laundry.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to find. But the feedback that I got internally from the New York Times was that of every single thing in that guide, it was like a 2,000 or 3,000 word guide. It was huge. It was very, very long. That the thing that people were most like fascinated by, or that they had the most like eureka moments over, was that I defined what permanent press meant. That was the thing the New York Times staffers were like the most wowed over. And I thought that was great. I was very tickled by that. And actually, to be honest, it didn't really surprise me that that was the thing.
No.
So let us talk generally about washer settings. So first, we have to say that washer settings vary a lot from machine to machine. This is especially true if you're talking about the difference between older machines and newer machines. Like, if you have a newer washing machine, you probably have like 10,000 settings on that thing. Like, if you have one of those LG dealies or like, you know, they're like these crazy, crazy settings that like cook asparagus for you, you know.
No joke. They will like steam your stuff.
They will. There's a steam setting. Like, there is. I wouldn't suggest cooking your asparagus in your washer, but you probably could on the steam setting. So I have to give that caveat to say that it would be impossible for me to cover what every washer setting is and does in this, because now there are so many. But these are some general rules that you can follow or things that you can look for. So first of all, there are basically three main functions that go on with a washing machine. The first is cycle length. The second is cycle speed. And the third is water temperature. On some machines, these are separate functions. So you can pick your length, your speed, your water temperature, all separate of one another. On other machines, and this is especially true of older machines, sometimes those are linked. So if you pick a certain cycle setting, it may combine, it may automatically pick for you the length, the speed, and the water setting.
Right.
So just to know that. Let's talk about how we define all of these things. They're pretty obvious, but like, also, who is sitting around thinking about what washer settings mean other than Jolie Care? So I'm going to tell you what they all mean so that then you know and you're like, oh, yeah, this makes complete sense. The cycle length, which is also sometimes called timer, is how long the machine cleans your clothes or whatever you have in there, your towels, your sheets, your asparagus, I don't know, whatever is in there.
This is going to be a running joke now.
Yeah, absolutely it is. This is the asparagus episode. You want to use the shortest possible cycle that's appropriate for what you're washing. So the less time that your clothes actually have to spend in the, I'm going to use clothes as the catch-all. The less time that your laundry has to stay in there.
Yeah.
The longer it's going to last, the better off it's going to be. Because it's not going to be, like, banged around as much,
agitated,
right?
Agitated and whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to use the shortest cycle possible that's appropriate for what you're washing. Shorter cycles are the ones that you want to use for less soiled clothes and for delicate clothes. The longer cycles are the ones that you want to use either for very bulky items or for heavily soiled stuff. The cycle speed talks about the speed and the force that the various cycles go at. Right, they're a highly scientific term there. The speed at which they go.
They go. Close enough. It's fine.
I mean, you know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's fine. Everyone knows. Everyone understands.
Everyone gets it. So the cycle speed is actually the place where the terms can vary the most. Sometimes they're called regular, permanent press, and delicate. Sometimes they're called the following things, that, and this is what they translate to as well. Sometimes they're called fast/fast, fast/slow, slow/slow. So regular is fast/fast. Permanent press, to answer the question, permanent press is fast/slow.
Okay.
And delicate is slow/slow.
Slow/slow.
And what those are talking about is the wash cycle and then the spin cycle. So the spin cycle is what happens at the end when, you know, the clothes start like flying around. They're like being whipped around in there to extrude water. That's the spin cycle. The wash cycle is obviously when the water is being pumped in and then pumped out and then pumped in and then pumped out and right. the detergent's coming in and being introduced and all of this good stuff is happening in there. So when you're talking about regular or fast/fast, that's actually, and this is also true of the dryer settings. We're going to get to that when we get into the second segment. We talk about our dryer settings. The regular setting on most washers and dryers is actually kind of a misnomer because it makes you think that it's the thing you should use.
Yeah.
And actually, for the most part, it's the thing you should not use.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
It's especially true in the dryer, but I'm getting way ahead of my spoiler alert. Second spoiler alert, you guys. So the thing about the cycles and to define, you know, permanent press again, because that was really what the question was, is that permanent press is a fast wash cycle and a slow spin cycle. That's going to actually be the best choice for most of your laundry. What that's designed to do is to reduce wrinkling at the end. The slower cycle. Yeah.
Oh, that so it doesn't like keep all your stuff pressed against the side of the drum while it flies around.
Exactly. Like if you think about that like amusement park ride where you get like stuck
like
up against
the Graviton or what? Yeah, that one.
Like the faster you go, the more you stick, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the way that the washing machine. Actually,
it is exactly the way
it's centrifugal force.
Yeah.
The way that a washing machine works. So, sidebar to this, part of the reason that I wanted to do this episode about machines was that I recently did an article for The Time about dog messes, and one of the questions had it was a part that we ended up cutting out because we ended up not really wanting to answer the part of the question. It was the woman was like, I have a stacked washer dryer and the washer doesn't have a center agitator, so I don't think it gets anything clean. And I was like, no, that's not the way that washing machines work.
That's funny.
So I actually went to someone at the Wirecutter who's an expert in appliances, Liam McCabe, who's been on the show, who I like have to have back on the show.
He's great.
He's amazing. And like Liam explained all about how machines agitation in front loaders work.
Cool.
And basically what it is that there are no fins that are kind of beating your clothes around, but the way that the spinning works, along with the design of the interior of the drum, is what creates the agitation.
Yeah,
exactly. And actually, that the front loaders clean clothes better than the old style top loaders with the center agitator. Even though you feel like, well, I'm beating the hell out of the clothes in there.
Right. You think like that's what's cleaning your clothes, and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that because like my dad just got a brand new washing machine. It's a top loader, but it also doesn't have a center agitator. And I first
looked
at
it. Those, to me, are the ideal machines.
I looked at it. I'm like, this is so strange because I'd never seen one until he got one. And, of course, my clothes have never come out cleaner because I'm that guy. I go visit my dad and I still take my laundry.
Okay, yeah.
But
he's got a fancy new washer. You'd be crazy not to.
And he wants me to use it.
Yeah.
So don't judge me. But, like, it's fantastic. And I never – at first I'm like, did they forget to bring part of it?
Their part's missing.
But then, of course, it works great.
Yeah. The thing is that I think is so great about the top loaders that don't have the center agitator is that you can still use them for pre-soaking and long-soaking things in a way that you can't with front loader.
Yeah.
So it gives you, like, all the benefits of the top loader without any of the drawbacks because the center agitator is a drawback.
Yeah.
Which actually, when we do the last episode of Laundry School, I can't believe that next week is the last episode of Laundry School. I'm going to talk about all the things you can wash in a washing machine that you maybe wouldn't think that you can wash in a washing machine, like asparagus. So yeah, and actually, and one of the things that we're going to talk about is shower curtain liners. And shower curtain liners are one of those things that can definitely be, spoiler, I guess this is just a spoiler episode.
That's fine.
Shower curtain liners are great to wash in the washing machine unless you have a top loader with the center agitator, because the center agitator will like rip it to shreds.
I tried that once and I was like, oh, I must have done something wrong because it just got torn up.
Yeah. Because it was that's why. Because it was
it caught under the agitator and in that spot where underwear goes to die.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, indeed. Okay, actually, on that note, yeah. that's a great seg right into how to load a washing machine.
Which so is, your underwear doesn't die
so
in the
that
bottom.
Your underwear doesn't die. Yes, that's very important. Because really it's based on the type of machine you have. Oh, sorry, I should quickly say. I didn't go through water temperature on washer settings because I think you guys all know what they are. It's hot, warm, or cold. So anyway, moving along to how to load. If you have a top loader, what you want to do is you want to start filling it with water.
Okay.
Then add the detergent.
Okay.
And it actually doesn't really matter if you use liquid versus powder versus pods. But if you use pods or powder, it's pretty imperative that you do it in this order. Liquid is a much more forgiving type of laundry detergent in that it poses less issues around dissolving properly. But the pods and the powder do need to be dissolved fully. And if you put them on top of dry clothes all the way up at the top and it's above the water line, it's not going to
dissolve.
It's not going to dissolve and you're going to get deposits and it's going to be a whole mess. And blah, blah,
gritty
blah.
Jeans.
Yeah. Just what everyone wants.
Everyone wants those.
Yes, gritty jeans. So if you have a top loader, and this is regardless of whether it has the center agitator or not, this is true of all top loaders. You want to start filling it with water. Then you want to add your detergent, kind of let it get all submerged in there. And then you add your clothes in. Then you can shut the lid. The cycle will go and you're great. The fabric softener.
Ooh.
Don't lose your mind, Alan. You guys, Alan loves fabric softener.
Well, hold on.
We're still friends.
There's a gimmick. There's a catch.
Okay.
That you will approve of.
Okay.
But go ahead. No. You go first.
Okay. So here's the thing. The fabric softener in a top loader goes in. Some top loaders have a compartment for them, but generally speaking, the compartment for the and I didn't know this. I actually learned. I had to go to laundry school at Procter & Gamble a bunch of years ago for a story that I was doing.
Yeah,
and I actually learned this in Procter & Gamble laundry
Ooh.
School. The compartment, generally speaking, for liquid fabric softener in a top loader is the center of the agitator.
Really?
It comes open during the rinse cycle.
What?
And flings the liquid fabric softener
because
liquid fabric softener is meant to be dispensed during the rinse cycle.
Right.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That's so weird.
Isn't that crazy?
So you have to dump it into this little tube in the side. It goes all the way down and then back up.
No, it's
or
there's
you put
like
it in the,
there, the center
in
agitator
the center.
Has a cup on top of it
that you put the liquid the
and
fabric
yet that's where
into.
You pour the liquid fabric
and it
softener
just flies out
and
of
then
there.
It flings it out. Yeah, there's a mechanism that the cup I don't know exactly
that
how it works. Yeah, it rises like a phoenix.
That
like,
is some weird.
Isn't that the
weirdest
thing,
thing
in the world? So, and if you have a top loader like Alan's dad has that doesn't have the center agitator, there will be a separate compartment for fabric softener.
Okay.
But in the ones with the center agitator, the compartment is the center agitator itself.
That
it's
is
so weird.
So weird.
So weird to me. And the thing is, I don't think a lot of people know that. I think what a lot of people do is they put the liquid fabric softener in with the detergent at the start, and that's not when it's meant to go in. It's meant to go in during the rinse cycle.
Yeah, nobody can see my horrified look. I really hope no one does that.
Yeah.
If you do that, stop doing that.
Yeah. Sorry, man. All right. What do you want to tell me about fabric
okay,
softener?
Okay. Yeah, I love fabric softener. I love fabric softener. I just don't use – I don't love it on clothes. I love fabric – this calls back to my old life hackery heart. I love fabric softener for – I love fabric softener – or I love
you're
going to
tell me you use it on towels and you're going to hurt me.
No, oh, my goodness. No, I will never, ever use it on towels.
Okay.
No, I love fabric softener. I love dryer sheets,
okay,
for one, because I clean with them and
yes,
I keep them around the house.
That
and
I approve of.
And there I keep a box next to the door. I put them in my shoes. I use them for scrubbing soap scum off of glass surfaces.
My favorite trick.
But I have little to no use for liquid fabric softener.
Okay. That makes me happy because the liquid stuff really makes me wild.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah. And I would never – like, so when I told you that I love fabric softener and you were upset, I was like, oh, wait until she finds out that I don't like it in laundry at all.
Oh, yeah. That's actually exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
The dryer sheets are great except for in laundry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
See?
There was no problem. I should have known there was no problem. How could you and I ever have a problem?
See, I was waiting for it. I was like, wait until she finds out. She's going to love it.
I do. I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy.
But yeah,
right.
Don't use fabric softener in your laundry ever, please.
Okay, let's talk about how to load a front loader. Because then that's going to be probably nowadays what most people have. Newer machines tend to be front loaders.
Yeah.
There are compartments for detergent boosters, including fabric softener, that release at the right times during the cycle. A lot of times, the compartment that you want to use for various boosters, like, you know, oxygen bleach, chlorine bleach, bluing, white vinegar for odors, like whatever it is, that whatever add-on thing that you're using, a lot of times the compartment is labeled bleach.
Whoops.
I understand why it's labeled that, but it's a bit of a misnomer because that's actually the one that you want to be using for any kind of booster.
Right.
So there should be a compartment for, usually there's like a pre-rinse for detergent, there's one that will say bleach, and that's the one for all of the, you know, boosters.
Like
and then
OxyClean, your Borax.
Yeah. And then there may be a separate one also for fabric softener. Kind of, but again, this is a place where like machines are a little different. So that is where those products will go. There are two pretty important things to know about this, though. First of all, if you are using one liquid and one powder, those things should not go into the same compartment. You're basically going to gum up the compartment if you do that. So whichever way that you're using your compartments, keep powders with powders and liquids with liquids. The other thing is that if you use detergent pods, this comes up all the time.
Is the answer stop if you're using detergent
pods?
No, I
like detergent pods. I think there are a lot of really good reasons to use detergent pods.
Yeah.
It really depends on your laundry setup, first and foremost. Like for me, I launder at a laundromat. It is so much easier for me to use the pods than to carry
like
a heavy bottle of liquid. Yeah. So if I had my own laundry setup, I would use liquid.
Right.
But for my needs, the pods are great.
That's cool.
For there are a lot of different reasons why pods work for people. So I think that they're...
You're pod agnostic. You're fine with pods.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah.
I just don't eat them, obviously.
Obviously. As if that needs to be said.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It probably does
need
to be said, actually.
It still needs to be said. So that's the thing about... Oh, sorry. I totally like...
I'm sorry.
No. I was just so excited about pods. Okay, so here's the thing about pods. Pods always, regardless of the type of machine you have, whether it's HE front loading, whether it's regular front loading, whether it's top loading with center agitator, top loader without a center agitator, does not matter. Pods always go right into the drum.
Okay.
You never put them in a compartment. It's not going to work. It's going to be a big old mess.
Oh, no.
The other really important thing about pods is that they go in first.
Oh.
They go into the machine first. So, you know, we already talked about that when we talked about the top loader, that like you start running the water, you drop the pod in. In a front loader, you can't start the water before you put all the stuff in. But you do need to put the pod in first, then load the clothes, because otherwise what's going to happen is like the pod is going to be up at the front of the, of the machine. Like you're going to stuff all your clothes in there, because I know you're overfilling machines. I know you are. Every last one of you is doing
this
thing. Sometimes I even do it.
Oh.
Well, laundromat.
Oh, that's true.
I have a pretty good system.
It costs money.
Yeah. Well, now here's the thing. I actually have a pretty good system in that I use the large size L.L. Bean Boten totes as my laundry bags to take to the laundromat. One full Boten tote is one full load.
Machine, yeah.
At the machine. Well, yeah, one full machine.
Yeah.
So it's like an automatic way to ensure that I'm not like you know, bringing so much laundry. Like,
you can't do it all.
But every once in a while, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm like punching towels in there. Like, get in there. I don't want to spend another $225.
Hey,
that,
man, that's $225.
Wash that one lone towel that won't fit in there. Like you're fitting in.
Yep.
It's like the subway, you know.
It is like the subway.
Like I'm getting on that car. Okay, so that is that. Those are your loading instructions.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think it's stuff that, you know, again, when you hear it, you're kind of like, well, duh. But who's thinking?
Yeah.
But you have to hear it because you're not spending time thinking about this stuff.
Absolutely.
So now you've heard it. Now you're going to know it forever, and you're going to be like, you're going to be the champion of laundry.
See?
Really.
And if anybody, no one else needed it, I needed it. I needed to know whether or not I should put the detergent in first and then the clothes, or put the clothes in first and then the detergent.
There you go.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. See? Now you know.
See?
All right. So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Alan and I will be right back with more about your machines. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. I'm joined by Alan Henry. We're talking about washers and dryers and fabric softener.
And fabric softener.
Fabric softener. Okay, so before we move into the dryer segment of things, we have one more question about washing machines. This is a Twitter one, so it's like
I always humiliate
my guests by making them read these Twitter handles.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, Magic Cat Jack.
Pretty good one, right?
Magic Cat Jack asks on Twitter, hey, so I couldn't keep my front loader washer gasket clean, so I decided, fuck it for a year. I can curse, right? That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Here you
but,
can curse. Yes.
But now it's awful and smells and looks moldy. Really, Magic Cat Jack? You were the one who said fuck it for a year. It's not an easy to replace one. I'm the cat again. It's not an easy to replace one. Would it be overkill to wipe it and stuff every nook and cranny with bleach water-soaked cloths? my friend,
I actually have an important correction.
Dear cat,
to this tweet, it didn't say I decided. Oh no,
it did say.
I read it wrong.
He was the one who said fuck it for a year.
I thought he said I decided to fuck it for a year, and I have been sitting
well,
on
that's
this.
Horrible.
I've been sitting on this tweet, waiting to use it in laundry school for weeks and weeks because I wanted to talk about like, well, fucking the machine isn't actually going to be the
no.
right, and ask for consent first.
Yes.
And like, but you were right. I was wrong. Damn it. I was really excited about
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
That's not your fault. It's like, apparently I can't read. Maybe I should consider a different career.
I mean, you know, we could always do another show about fucking laundry machines.
I mean, listen, someone's done it.
So,
someone
absolutely
has done it.
Absolutely.
Definitely done it. All right, so cleaning machine is super, super easy. Yeah, the bleach is going to be overkill. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about why I don't want you to use bleach for this operation, even though you certainly could. What I would like you to use, no surprise, white vinegar.
Yes,
white vinegar.
My favorite.
Our favorite thing in the world. So you're going to use 1 cup, maybe even 2 cups, if you're feeling sexy. I don't know.
We're just going to
lube the machine up before you fuck it.
We're just going to continue this trend of romancing laundry machines. Light some candles, turn the lights down low, put
you
on
know,
some music.
Tell it it's pretty, treat
yeah, there
it
you
nice.
Go.
Admire its new haircut.
There you go.
Okay, so one cup of white vinegar is going to do it. You're going to run it through an empty machine with hot water.
Oh.
Hot. Okay. You want to use the hot water for this operation.
Yeah.
This is actually a great time to clean, unless you have the center agitator. This is actually a great time to clean a shower curtain liner.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll get the
same stuff.
Same stuff. Yeah, it'll get it clean. You know, if the idea of running an empty load really bothers you, in this case, because it's so moldy, I wouldn't even use it for anything else. But that is a good time to do the shower curtain liner. So you're gonna do just a regular cycle, hot water, one cup of vinegar. The one thing that's important is you do want to make a note, put the timer on your phone or whatever it is, and get back to the machine right as its cycle is ending.
Right.
Because then what you're going to want to do is when it's still steamy, you're going to want to go in and give all of its parts a scrub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it makes more sense to do this at the end of this because the steam and all this water is going to start helping to flush out all of the buildup of detergent and fabric softener and any mold and mildew that may have developed. And I mean, there's also this comes up all the time from parents who cloth diaper.
Oh.
That you're washing poopy diaper. Also, yeah. if you are a parent who regularly is washing diapers in your machine, this is something that you're probably going to want to do every 3 months. This is a regular maintenance thing. Yeah. Otherwise, once a year is fine. Or as a problem arises. So what you're going to do once the cycle is over, but when the machine is still all steamy and it's feeling sexy.
Man, this is just, it's right in.
Is that you're going to go in and scrub all the compartments. So your detergent compartments, the gasket, all of that area with just a toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a toothbrush. Easy. The other thing that you should have is a thin rag. And you do want it to be thin because you're talking about pretty small spaces and corners that you're going to want to basically use your finger in a thin rag to kind of wipe out and wipe away residue and all of that stuff. The thin rag is also what you're going to use to really clean that gasket out with all that mold. So you're going to dip it into the white vinegar and you're going to scrub pretty hard. Yeah. I mean, a gasket is rubber, so it's pliable. Yeah. You're not going to really be able to super scrub it, but you do want to put some elbow grease into it. And then the last thing that you want to do is you want to leave the door open so that the machine can dry out.
Oh, yeah.
This is especially important if you're talking about HE machines. HE machines are notorious for developing mold and mildew.
Ew.
This is actually just a problem that they have, even if you're doing all of the right stuff, it is just probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So what manufacturers actually recommend, I could never ever have an HE machine in my home for this reason. They actually recommend that you leave the door open after every use.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I would be like monsters in the washing machine time for me. I would be so leaving a door open.
No way.
Couldn't do it. I have to go get a new machine. I'd be like, nope, just can't live this way. This is inhumane. thank you for understanding that,
I completely understand that. No. I close all the doors. I close all the latches and the apertures. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for this. Yep.
I always feel so seen when you're here, Alan. I have to have you come to a guest residency. Do you want to come to a month?
Sure.
Okay. We'll do that. I think I might not do any more residencies for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Just because also once we get into November and December, it's all holiday shit and making someone have to do multiple holiday. It's bad enough on me. So maybe I'll have you come to
next year, whatever, new year, new you in January
with me. Okay. Well, I'll have my people call your people.
Okay.
So leaving the door open, if you have an HE machine, is basically you want to make that your laundry day routine. You always want to do that. But for other machines, just generally after you've done a clean, leave the doors open. Just let everything air and dry out. That's really going to help matters. Okay, so let me talk to you about why I don't want you to use chlorine bleach. Chlorine bleach will totally fix that problem, 10,000%. The problem with it, especially when you're talking about cleaning gaskets, is that it's very easy to leave bleach residue behind. And if the next load of clothes that you do are your darks.
Hope you like streaky dark clothes.
I hope you like polka dots.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just meant, it doesn't mean you can't use bleach. If you're like, nope, I want to bleach the hell out of this thing before I fuck it.
And we're right back here again.
It's fun having an indie podcast.
It was
really
fantastic.
There's no editorial oversight.
It feels great. Wow. Haven't felt this good in how long have I been at the Times? 2.5 years.
Then by all means use the bleach, but I really strongly recommend against it, especially when we're talking about cleaning the gasket out. I just think it's a much safer choice to go with the white vinegar. The other option they have, because some people hate the smell of white vinegar. I it's hard to believe, but true. I know.
I've heard of these people.
I've heard that they exist. I've never seen one in the wild. Is that there are commercial washing machine cleaners. Like basically, every brand that makes laundry products also now offers a washing machine cleaner. Like Tide makes one, Carbona makes one. I'm pretty sure Arm & Hammer makes one. There are all these things, and they're all kind of different. Some of them are powder, some of them are tablets. Blah blah. They're all great. They work. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't need them because vinegar is cheap in there and works and can be used for other stuff too. And you know, blah blah blah. But if you hate the smell of vinegar, or if you just like, there are some people in this world, like our pal Tim Herrera is one of them. There are people who just like to buy products.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like they're product people,
Yeah.
And like, that's fine.
That's
fine. I totally, totally get that.
Yeah.
So if like you want to buy a product that's like bespoke
specific thing to do a specific thing
for when you're romancing your washing machine.
Sure.
Then you can buy one of these. You absolutely, however, do not need them. You do not need them. White vinegar will work great. All right. So on that note, we can move along to the dryer.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. It's getting
washing.
Really,
I was going to say, washing machine was
very sexy in
intense.
Here.
Intense. We're making it a three-way. We're bringing the dryer
in the
room. Now
we're bringing the heat in.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a question from Matthew. I love this question, by the way.
All right. Matthew asks, hi there. Thanks for the tips. Because of them, I've moved almost completely to vinegar for cleaning our house. Well done, Matthew. With the occasional bleach blast for our stovetop and toilet. Well done, Matthew.
I knew you'd really like that one.
Yep. A question came up recently that I thought I'd pose to you. I always use the time function of the dryer, an hour for normal loads, 90 minutes for when I shove as much into the washer as possible, and adjust the temperature setting based on the load, medium for clothes, heavy for dish towels and tablecloths. But visiting some family, I watch them dry my clothes on the automatic cycle. And I had, and still have, no clue as to the difference, if any. Any thoughts?
I have thoughts.
That's a good one.
Here's the thing. It's such a good one that I actually didn't answer this in that huge laundry guide for the Times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I realized today when I went back to it, because I went back to that guide when I was writing my show notes for today. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't talk about the difference between timed and automatic dry. And that is actually, really interesting and fascinating, and I think it's going to blow a lot of people's minds.
Oh, bring this, because
I think it's going to blow your mind.
It probably will, because I am one of those people. I often use automatic because I assume that the dryer knows, right? Right? It knows.
Spoiler.
It does not know.
It knows.
It does know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It knows. It's freaking wild.
That's great.
It's totally wild. Okay, so before we get into the wild thing about what your machine knows about you, let me talk about the general dryer settings that we have in the world. So way back in that first question that we had, the letter writer referenced me explaining what permanent press on a dryer meant.
Right.
And so I want to, and I was like, well, that would be very mean if I went through this whole episode but never explained to everybody else what it meant.
Oh, that's a fair point.
And I think probably what she was referring to was like an old laundry school article that I wrote after a bunch of writers from Jezebel asked me what permanent press meant.
Yeah.
She may have been referencing the Times article, but like the way that that question was written, like that didn't seem like a Times reader. That seemed
like a Jezebel reader.
Yeah. Okay, so here, and again, I got to give that same kind of spiel that I gave about the washer settings. Like there are all these different fancy dryer settings in the world now, but generally speaking, these are the ones that you're going to find. There is regular, permanent press, delicate, tumble dry, and then there's the option to not machine dry, to air or line dry.
Right.
Which also, wait, sidebar.
Oh, please tell me about this.
It's always so funny when a New York Times writer sends me a huffy email and is just like wrong about something.
I can't imagine that ever.
I got it a little while ago, but I read it yesterday because I was sorting through all the responses to the dog mess article.
Right.
because we're going to do a follow-up on cats, obviously, fair's fair.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I would like everyone to commend me that I started with dogs, not with cats. That was on purpose on my part.
Really?
Because I am, like, notorious for being, like, a dragger of cats.
Okay.
The reputation is fairly earned. I may have written an early Ask a Clean Person entitled Get Rid of Your Cat Seriously. They're revolting. I might have done that. Was on a site that doesn't exist. So you can't prove it.
You can't prove it. Site's gone now.
The archives are still up. Damn it. Spoiled again. So in any event, so I'm going to do a follow up about cats. And I was going through the emails that I got. Tons, by the way, tons of emails from that one.
Really?
One crazier than the next. Most of them great and really, really nice. Some of them, you know, whatever. You're going to get a few bad apples.
Of course.
And one of the ones that I got was this, like, well, did you know about this product? I can't believe you wouldn't mention it. Which I also love that I can't believe you.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Like, oh, buddy.
Also the I can't believe specific product.
Like, right.
Really?
And, like, there were two presumptions. One, that, like, I hadn't heard of this product.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that it was the right choice for the questions that I was answering, which actually it was not the right choice, which is why I didn't
mention it.
Yeah. It'll be mentioned in the cat one because it is going to be the right thing for the cat thing. Anyway, it's nature's miracle, you guys. A lot of A lot of New York Times readers are very concerned that I don't know about nature's miracle.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll say that. Anyway, but this particular one was like, did you know? And then in his sign off, he spelled his name wrong.
His own name.
Yeah. And it was Henry. He spelled Henry wrong.
What? Like,
and
it's, no relation.
And, you know, obviously, no, it's his first name. Oh, and, like, you know, the thing is like, obviously, I wouldn't do this because it's unprofessional and also just, like, a waste of time and energy. But, like, I really wanted to write back and be like, I did indeed know about it. Did you know that Henry is spelled H-E-N-R-Y?
Oh, my God.
But I didn't do that. I just fantasized about it a little bit.
More power to you.
All right.
For not doing that because I have not been as disciplined in the past. So...
I'm a freelancer. I'm nervous constantly.
That's fair.
okay, so sorry about that, like, complete departure that we just took. But it's kind of funny and interesting to hear about these things, right? this is why I was telling you about the reader responses. Oh. So to the laundry article, I got I can't remember if it was an email or a tweet. Someone was like, I can't believe you didn't mention line drying on this whole thing.
Oh,
and
I literally
took a screenshot of this section that says air and line drying, like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like,
send it to them.
I was like, it's literally right there, dude.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And of course it was a guy.
Of course.
Okay, so, sorry, on that note, here are the dryer settings and what they mean.
Yeah.
So first of all, there is regular. So frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Regular is the highest heat, you guys. Regular is like, regular is actually the last setting you want to be using.
Oh, wow.
And it's named so poorly because it really leads people to think like, well, regular, this is what I should be using. These are my regular clothes. Like, they don't need anything special, so I'm going to put them on regular. No!
Oh, wow.
It's the highest heat setting. It's the one that you want to use for things like towels. Like, your really heavy, bulky items, jeans, hoodies. Like, the sidebar, though, on especially things like jeans and hoodies, if they're, like, nice ones, you don't want to use the high heat because it's going to fade them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So I just, like, I want to mention that. Don't, like, be throwing your, like, you know, $200 black, you know, hoodie into the regular heat dryer
because
it's going to be gray in, like, 3 months. Yeah.
That's so good to know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Because I was one of those people. I'm like, oh, regular.
Oh, regular.
It's not
special,
hit the
button. In that laundry guide, like, there was, like, a kind of, like, cheeky line about that was, like, I forget, like, what I said, but I was basically, like, this is, like, a terribly named
setting. Shouldn't be used on the regular, you say.
I can't believe they let me get away with that.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's actually how you guys are going to remember it. Jolie made the worst joke in the history of jokes in the pages of the New York Times.
Or the best joke in the New York
regular,
Times.
Regular should not be used on the regular. the thing is that sometimes the really bad jokes are like what I know they're what get. They're the ones that get people to remember them because they hear saying, like, this is a very bad joke. I'm sorry. But, like, you remember it. Yep. So that's all I need in life is for you guys to remember this.
It's the New York Times. Trust me. Like,
oh, yeah. There have been worse jokes made.
There have been worse jokes made unintentionally.
Also that. Okay. So now we get to Permanent Press. Our lovely friend Permanent Press. Permanent Press is actually the one you want to be using the most. It's going to be the right cycle for almost all of your laundry needs. Here is what it is. It's a medium heat cycle that has a cool down at the end to prevent wrinkles. So just like the slower roll at the end of the washer cycle is designed to help prevent wrinkles, at the end of the permanent press cycle, there's a longer cool down period that will help to ease out wrinkles in clothes. Now, I got to say, because I'm me, the best way to prevent wrinkles in clothes is, one, to not overstuff your machines, and two, to fold immediately after you've taken your clothes out of the dryer. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the best way. Yes. But if you're not going to do those things, and I know you're not because I know you guys, you hurt my heart at every turn, then permanent press is the way that you want to go. The next cycle that you'll find is the delicate cycle, which is sometimes called low heat. It's just exactly what it sounds like. It's a low heat cycle. The delicate cycle also, I have to say, is a little bit ill-named in that this is the one that you want to be using for like your gym clothes and stuff like that, because you don't want to be drying anything that has odor issues. Also vintage clothing.
Right.
Anything that you're trying to get an odor out of or that has a tendency to retain odors for any reason. Certain fabrics will retain odors more than others, which also I think we talked about in that vintage article. Some of them just will. If you have fabrics that you know retain odors, if you have something that you're washing that's very smelly, like your athleisure, your gym clothes, whatever it is, use the delicate cycle. Even if the clothes themselves are not particularly delicate, you want that lower heat. High heat in a dryer will basically like cook in any lingering odors. It's really, really revolting to think about, but it happens. Like you're baking the loaf of bread, you know.
If you want your clothes to smell bready.
Then the last one is tumble dry, which is sometimes also called no heat, or sometimes it's even called air dry on the machine.
Yeah.
That's no heat. That's like using the no heat hair dryer.
Oh, right. It just moves air around.
Yeah, just like moves air around. But it will help to dry things because of the tumbling and also just because it's being exposed to air. Okay, well, let's get into answering the meat of this question, the auto versus timed. All right, you're just going to blow your mind.
This could be great.
Auto dry detects when the clothes are dry and shuts off the machine.
What?
It also gives, wait, this is, it gets even wilder.
What? Okay.
There's another like level on which it can work, which is that the auto dry usually offers you three options within auto dry: less dry, normal, or more dry.
Right.
And what you can use less dry for is things that are highly prone to shrinking, that you want to have dried until they're just barely damp but not fully dry.
Right.
So the machine will shut itself off when it senses that the clothes are just damp, just barely damp.
Oh my God.
And then you can take them out and you can allow them to air dry and then you can fold them. Normal will sense when the laundry is dry. That doesn't mean it's going to be bone dry, however.
Sure.
If you need things to be bone dry, and I'll give you two examples of things that you might want to be bone dry. Towels.
Right.
And also sheets, because oftentimes you want to fold your sheets immediately and put them into a linen closet, which means you don't want them to go in there with any moisture on them at all, because that's going to lead to mildew problems, and then it's going to infect your whole linen closet, and it's going to be a whole mess. You're going to have to get damp rid. You're going to have to call me. Like, it's going to be a whole thing. You're not going to call me because you don't have my phone number. Someone tweeted at me the other day. This was so funny. They were like, I listened to so much Jolie Kerr that I feel like I know her, and I just caught myself going to text her.
What?
I was like, the funniest.
How would you do that?
It was like such a nag. Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to text Jolie. And she was like, I don't know Jolie, nor do I have her phone number. Like, what? That was so funny.
Just pop open your contacts and find Jolie there. That's good, though. That's loyalty.
Yeah. Okay, so the more dry is the one that we'll detect when there's no moisture left in the machine at all, at all, at all. So that's how you use it. So really, you do want to be using the auto dry. The auto dry is a great setting. I've lost my words. It's like once an episode, I just like stroke out and lose my words.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's the wildest thing. It's really like the kind of the setting that you want to use if you want to use something that's not like the regular permanent press delicate tumble dry.
Right.
If you're offered it, it's very helpful to know the three different options that you have within that and why and when to use them. Which leads me to this last thing that I hope is going to really blow your mind.
Okay.
I learned this from, I'm not kidding you, New York City's fanciest dry cleaner.
Oh, okay.
So New York City's fanciest dry cleaner is an outfit called Madame Paulette. And you know Madame Paulette.
Yeah.
And it's owned by, do you ever want to go tour the facility? I'll take you up there.
What?
Yeah, the facility is in Long Island City.
I would I would love to.
Okay, I'll call Johnny X.
Oh, my
Johnny
God.
X run, literally Johnny X, P.S.,
really?
Runs the facility.
Okay.
Johnny X is fascinating.
Oh, wow.
You will love him.
That's
I'll
crazy.
Call him and I'll okay. just be like, we want to come and take a tour of the facility, and like
that you'll crazy.
Be, your mind is going to be blown.
You're blowing my mind already.
Well, here's actually the thing. I'm going to do that because I have promised my listeners, and I actually made this promise almost a year ago when James Dell was my guest on show, our old friend James Dell. He asked me something about dry cleaning, and I was like, I need to do an episode explaining like the myths about dry cleaning, like literally, first of all, just how it works and what to use it for, what not to use it for, like the difference in like your regular corner dry cleaner versus a specialty cleaner like Madame Paulette, all the way up at the very high end of things and like everything in between. So why don't we go tour Madame Paulette, and then why don't you come on and we'll do that episode together?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be really,
that
really
would be
fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So the owner of Madame Paulette is a guy named John Medesian.
Okay.
And John Medesian is like a fabulous character. He also happens to be the boyfriend of one of the Real Housewives of New York. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's a whole thing. So a couple of years ago when I was still writing for Racked, I went and did a feature on John and on Madame Paulette. And the idea was that like he's interesting just because the business is interesting, but also because he's on Real Housewives of New York.
Right,
like, so he has become like a celebrity in his own right.
Right.
And his clientele is celebrities. And it was a very, very interesting and fascinating story. I loved writing it. John told me this thing that has stuck with me. I did not know this. So interesting. Shrinkage in clothing happens after it's already dry, after the fibers are completely dry, but while it's still being exposed to heat.
What?
Yes. Oh, my God. You guys, Alan just, like, jumped forward. He's so excited. His mind just blew Alan's mind.
What?
Yes. Isn't that freaking wild?
That is crazy.
Yes.
I always thought, like, it was while the fabric was still wet and being exposed to heat. What?
It's after it's already dried but still being exposed to heat. That is when the shrinkage happens.
What?
So that, to tie this back into the time dry...
Right.
Is why you would want to be using the less dry setting,
especially
on things that are highly prone to shrinking. Because if you use the less dry setting, it's going to shut off before that garment is bone dry, which means it will not shrink.
That is amazing.
Now, if you've already shrunken in hot water, I can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
Actually, I can. You can go get Unshrink It. Do you know about Unshrink It?
No, what's Unshrink It?
Unshrink It was developed by a Harvard Business School student as part of her.
It's a real thing. This is a product.
As part of her senior project. And then she went on Shark Tank and she got funding. And it's a real product. And she's been on the show. I interviewed her back in the first iteration of the show when I was on a different network.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll send you the episode.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, she's actually really like interesting and fascinating.
That's so cool.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. And Unshrink It is a real product that works.
So now I'm like looking off to the side because like my little physicist mind is running. I'm like, how do you decoil that like a fabric without damaging it? And like she clearly has the answers.
Do you want to do a story? Do you want me to do a story for you on
that? That would be fun. Like we should absolutely do.
She's fascinating. And like I really like it because not only is it a story like that's just like, it's a cleaning story that comes out of Harvard Business School, which is totally wild. Yeah. But she's a woman and she's a minority. And like, I just like love that angle to it so much that like, you know, it's just, it's, she's such a fascinating story. Yeah, we
here
should.
For this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we should talk about
all
this.
Right. And also like, I feel like she probably, I would like to hear about her Shark Tank.
Yeah, like, what was that about? Like, yeah. How did that go?
I mean, I know a little bit about it, obviously, because I asked her a little bit on the show about sure. it. But I mean, I'd like to dive in more and like, you know, and now it's been a few years, so she probably has even more to say about like how helpful or not helpful that was. Yeah. And so anyway, we'll talk about that. But I'm cool. glad you're excited about it.
Cool.
Hey, this was a fun episode.
Oh, my God. I learned so much.
Yeah. It ran a little long, which I kind of knew it would because I knew we had a lot to cover. So we're going to sign off and we're going to go do Chip Chat. We've got some, we have a whole bunch of listener chips that we're going to eat through today. We're really, really excited. Thank you again to all of my listeners who have been sending chips, and it's just, this has been so fun. If you guys want to listen to Chip Chat, and you really should, like, Chip Chat is just a great, great load of fun, and I'm really enjoying doing it. Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.